Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Order up the numbers game. We continue our numbers game as we order up the greatest athletes to ever wear the number 26. Baseball, basketball, football, hockey, NASCAR, you name it. If you're an athlete and you wear the number 26, you are eligible for this list. But we could only choose the top five. From five to one, who you got, D?
All right, so number five on my list, I actually thought he had a better career numbers, but he's still staying at number five. It's Clinton Portis, running back for the Redskins, and he was running back for the Denver Broncos. There are only two Pro Bowls. He was Offensive Rookie of the Year, but not much to say, but you know, he did rush for almost 10,000 yards, but I thought he was a great running back when he was running back. He was a big running back. He was fast. Scored a lot of touchdowns, but not a lot of accolades, which I'm kind of surprised about. Number four, I'm going to go with Rod Woodson. He was one of my favorite defensive players. He pretty much played safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers, for the San Francisco 49ers, Baltimore Ravens, and the Raiders. I think he has the record for interceptions returned for a touchdown with 12. I would say he has that record. Amazing defender. One Super Bowl Hall of Famer, 11-time Pro Bowler in 17 seasons, which is pretty impressive, but I mean, he played for some teams that I enjoyed watching, which was like he played for the 49ers, he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 90s, and he was part of that Baltimore Ravens team that got me to be a Baltimore Ravens fan in 2001. Number three, I've got Saquon Barkley, running back for the Philadelphia Eagles, 3-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion, Offensive Player of the Year. He's on his way to being a Hall of Famer. I have a feeling he's going to have a really good year this year. He didn't play so well last year, but I think he's due for a bounce back. He's a Bronx-born guy. He also played for Penn State, where he wore number 26 there too. Got drafted by the Giants in the first round, but as we know, he's been with the Philadelphia Eagles the last couple of seasons. Saquon Barkley is my number three. My number two is one of my favorite second basemen of all time. That's Chase Utley. You know, he was just part of those Philly teams that were competed for the World Series and competed with the Braves and in the late 2000s. 6-time All-Star, 4-time Silver Slugger, and World Series champion. Guy who paid his dues. You know, he was in the minors for a while and came up and really had to work hard to stay in the majors. And number one, reluctantly, is Orlando Hernandez, or better known as El Duque. He was a pitcher for the Yankees in the late 90s. I actually do think he played for the Mets too, right? He was a Met? Yes, he was. Did. He finished his career with the Mets. He played
Yankees,
with the White
Mets,
Sox.
White Sox.
Arizona. 4-time World Series champion, ALCS MVP. The guy had a really unique delivery, and you'd watch it, and you'd be like, I don't understand why nobody's hitting bombs off of this guy, but you just couldn't see the ball. Like, he just hit the ball really well, and when he would kick over his head almost, And when he would release the ball sidearm, you just couldn't see it. And he made a living on it. And he was one of the best. Not a fan of him, but he was one of the best. That's my number one. What do you got, Z?
Elevate your coffee routine with Strong Coffee Company's Black Instant Blend and Lattes. Both feature organic coffee, protein, MCTs, and adaptogens for sustained energy and mental clarity. You can use our discount, D-A-N-D-Z, and you can use that code at strongcoffeecompany.com.
Still don't know how old El Duque is.
They say he's 60.
Allegedly. They couldn't, yes. Coming out of Cuba, it was very difficult for them to kind of pin down how old El Duque was. And there was always rumblings that he was older than he was because they didn't have access to the Cuban birth records. So that was always an interesting thing about El Duque. So honorable mention for me, I have two of them. I have Peter Stastny. So 450 career goals, 789 career assists for 1,239 career points. He won the Calder Award winner in 1980-81. Great player for the Quebec Nordiques. And I'm going to put him as an honorable mention because I already put him on my list for the 12s, Wade Boggs. So he was great. Wore 26 for the Red Sox, did a bulk of his damage wearing 26 for the Red Sox. But because I already put him on 12, I'm going to leave him off for this instance because I have quite the few that we can do. Number 5, I'm going to go with El Duque. What can you say that hasn't been said about El Duque already? 90 career wins, 4.13 ERA, not great, but World Series champ, ALCS MVP, and just one of the more pleasurable watches in all of sports, right? If you're looking at it, like the funky windup, kind of like the bridge between Louis Tiant and Johnny Cueto.
Oh, like, Johnny Cueto.
The definition of a guy who would just do whatever he could to get you out. Like the ground ball that got stuck in his glove, and he just threw the glove to Tino Martinez. It's like, he's throwing every piece of junk he can think of at you, Skipper. He's got enough left for one more hitter. Like, that is Orlando Hernandez, the Cuban Eddie Harris. If we want to, let's go with that. He's the Cuban Eddie Harris. Number 4. I'm going to go with Sean Taylor. In college, he wore 26. So, one-time All-American, Big East Defensive Player of the Year. In the pros, he was a two-time Pro Bowler, a feared defensive back, taken way too soon. And what I remember is the tribute that then coach Jim Zorn paid to Sean Taylor by only putting 10 men on the field for the kickoff, but he didn't bother to tell anybody that he was doing it. So the coaches are screaming at him, what the fuck's going on? We only got 10 men on the field. We only got 10 men on the field for the kickoff. Like, oh, it's a tribute. So,
what the hell are you doing?
Good job, coach. Way to go. Way to go. So Sean Taylor is my number 4. Number 3, in the exact same spot, we have Saquon Barkley. So Dave Gettleman once said this man was touched by the hand of God, did not prove it as a Giant, is proving it as an Eagle. He's a one-time Super Bowl champ, three-time Pro Bowler, coming off an 1,140-yard and 7-touchdown season. And you figure with A.J. Brown gone, that's only going to go up. Saquon Barkley, number 3. Number 2, I'm reluctantly going with you with Chase Utley. 275 career hitter, 259 career homers, broke Ruben Tejada's leg. That should be on his baseball reference page, by the way. His ass was in the jackpot after Thor threw behind him. Terry Collins just wanted a shot. Gotta give him a shot. Tom Hallion, you gotta give us a shot here. But he was a pain in the ass. That's the best way I can describe Chase Utley as a baseball player. He's a pain in the ass. He's a guy that you don't want to go up against. 6-time All-Star, World Series champ, pain in the ass. In the most respectful way. And number one, I'm going to go with Marty San Luis. 1-time cup winner, 2-time Ross Trophy, Hart Trophy winner in 2003-2004, Pearson Award winner in 2003-2004, 3-time Lady Bing, 5-time All-Star, Hockey Hall of Famer, 391 career goals, surprisingly low, sneaky low, 391 career goals, 642 career assists, 1,033 points, plus 37 for his career. Marty San Luis and Vincent LeCavalier as a tandem brought the cup to Tampa Bay, the first cup to Tampa Bay, along with John Tortorella. So without Marty San Luis, that team doesn't go anywhere. Then eventually makes his way to the Rangers, has a good solid run with the Rangers, almost winning a cup with them, and taking that veteran role, that veteran leadership role that was much needed. Now he's the head coach of the Montreal Canadiens, applying his craft as the head coach and doing a hell of a job. That team is exciting, it's hungry, it's fast, and it takes on the DNA of its coach, who was deemed too small. But he was young, he was hungry, and he would not be denied. So with that, Marty San Luis tops my list. Those are our lists. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at @FaderoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X at @FaderoutDNZ. And let us know who your top fives are. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the greatest number 27s of all time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.